you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today the Church remembers St. Athanasius, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. And by birth, he is the earliest of the Doctors of the Church. And his great contribution to the defense of the faith was his defense of the doctrine of the divinity of Christ. Remarkably, during his lifetime, the majority of bishops had denied the divinity of Christ. It's called the Arian heresy. There was great pressure put upon the church and the clergy from the emperor who subscribed to the error of Arius. And most of his brethren succumbed, but St. Athanasius doggedly and almost single-handedly defended this doctrine. And so he lived the faith in suffering and exile and persecution, and gave his witness to the truth that saves. We heard in the first reading today from the mass readings of the memorial from the first letter of St. John, the victory that conquers the world is our faith. It was said of St. Athanasius that it was Athanasius against the world. And in fact, he did conquer. His faith conquered. The world, as our Lord tells us, is passing. And he, Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is the life and the resurrection. And so it's necessary to believe in him, to be baptized and incorporated into his mystical body in order to overcome the world and death. St. Athanasius expressed it very eloquently, the truth of Christ's incarnation and how it was necessary that he truly take on the flesh that we take on, or that we are, in order to offer that up to God as a sacrifice, and through his conquering of sin, overcome death, and in him then we too have the possibility of participating in the resurrection. This is what St. Athanasius said. In death, the Word made a spotless sacrifice and oblation of the body he had taken. By dying for others, he immediately banished death for all mankind. The corruption of death no longer holds any power over mankind, thanks to the Word who has come to dwell among them through his one body. This faith then of St. Athanasius, that shone like a beacon in the darkness when he was the only one with the courage to state it and defend it against the emperor and against most of his brother bishops and priests, in the end did get passed on. It was recognized, and the error of Arius was condemned finally, and the church then passed through that great crisis. Thanks be to God. And down through the ages, there have been other challenges to various doctrines of the faith. And even in our day, still, the doctrine, the true doctrine of the faith, is challenged. And so we turn to God in supplication that he raise up many witnesses to the faith who have the courage, who will have the courage of Athanasius to be true to the covenant established by our Lord. and through that witness then attract many souls to the truth. The covenant that God established with us is stated in by the prophet Jeremiah, "I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." St. John, in that same first reading, "The love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. In this way we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments." Brothers and sisters, that covenant that God established with his people, the church, requires our fidelity. Not only the faith in Christ, but fidelity and obedience. And so we have a great example in St. Athanasius, who was threatened, who was persecuted, belittled, ridiculed, and hated for simply stating the truth. And in that, he was, as our Lord said, the disciple that became like the teacher, the slave that became like the master. Jesus died for the truth, as we just relived through the readings of the Passion and his trial before the Sanhedrin. He was ultimately condemned to death for simply stating the truth. And this may be the fate of many true Christians, and we should be so lucky to die for the truth. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, Virgin Most Faithful, to give us a purity of heart and faith that will enable us to, if necessary, stand against the world as did St. Athanasius and be faithful to the truth. Praise be Jesus and Mary.